Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Keita Spock is here. Keita's a great member of our Brain Trust. More than 4 years now she's been hanging out with us. She's one of our happiness experts. She's a speaker, a publicist, a co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness, author of The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required. And she's our good friend, Keita Spock. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, so pleased to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. How are things in Toronto?
Things are great up here. It's warm. It's sunny.
You're finally
hot.
finally having those 2 weeks of bad sledding up there, right?
That's right. I love it. Love it. Don't have to be in California anymore.
There you go. Keita, I was telling the audience what you were going to talk about. And as I was doing that earlier in the previous segment, I was pointing out that in 1998, in 99, when I first couple of years I started doing my show, I started telling my audience that the three things that we were going to have to do to be successful in the 21st century was, number one, we had to make sure we continue to adopt and use and get better at technology. Number two, we had to become better networkers. And number three, we had to learn how to build strategic alliances. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting because in all those aspects, you were asking me what I was up to these past few months, and I've been busy, but a lot of that has come as a result of my presence, of positioning. And this is what I wanted to talk to your listeners today about, the idea that reaching out in community, reaching out in your social networks is so important because it promotes you, and sometimes it's doing it and you don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is
that's the interesting thing about the online world.
Right.
Is that whatever's happening to you, a lot of it happens while you're sleeping.
You bet. And a case in point, someone found me on LinkedIn, because I am on LinkedIn, and from that I've developed client connections in the United States, further client connections, and the possibility of doing some outreach for a childhood cancer organization, as well as developing more clients. And It's not something that I said, okay, I'm going to do this. This is something that happened to me as a result of having a presence on the web.
Hmm. Well, and that's exactly right. You mean you never know where it's going to come from. I don't know how many of my Brain Trust members have told me that because they put themselves out there, because they made themselves available, it's amazing what happens when you make yourself available. And they put themselves out there like you did, and somebody bumped, you know, ran across them, and you're off to the races. I mean, this would almost been impossible to happen. It would have been nearly impossible 20 years ago.
Exactly. And segueing into that.
But you took advantage of technology.
Right.
And you did the 21st century version, one of the new versions of networking.
Exactly. And the thing is, something to remember, everyone, your net worth is your network. The bigger your network, the bigger your net worth, your value as a person, and as a result of that, the value of your business will grow bigger and bigger, mm-hmm. bigger and stronger.
So, all right, but it's not just online. I mean, the face-to-face is a big deal too, right?
It is. I'm in terms of this connection. If we're
I still keep having to bring that, remind people, especially the young kids, that you know they still need to join the Chamber of Commerce. They still need to belong to civic groups. They still need to get out there and get face to face. If they're uncomfortable about it, get over it, because we're still analog human beings. We still like the high touch.
Right. And the aspect to this is when you are selling or promoting yourself, we remove ourselves a little further here, Jim. is the person that you meet face to face. If you're resonating, in other words, they click with you emotionally, then your product, your service will automatically be appealing to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that face-to-face, as you're saying, is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about the other idea of reaching out is some of you may actually be getting what I call the big idea. You have these aha moments and you're thinking, do I take that leap in my business? Is it worth it? Do I risk losing too much? Well, I'm encouraging you this morning to think more about whatever is brewing within you. And it may be through the summer season that there's more downtime. And in that downtime, you're doing a little bit more thinking. And within that comes that, as I say, that aha moment. And it may be something like, gee, you know, what if I did write a book about what I'm up to?
Mm-hmm.
What if I did decide to extend into a partnership cluster on my street where all the storefronts engage in being involved in some kind of community?
How would you use, if you were thinking about, if you were seeking a big idea, whether you had one or whether you didn't have one, you were looking for one, you had one you wanted to road test, how would you use the networking that we've been talking about to do that? Harden it, to expand it, to prove it, to validate it. What would you do?
Well, first of all, in my network, there are those who are closer to you. I would first of all vet the idea with some close associates or those you trust and you have confidence in their judgment, in their advice, and especially that they're not going to try to curtail you. Or try to say, nah, that's not going to work, Jim. You know, that's a crazy idea. Because a lot of people want you to stay the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important to realize among us entrepreneurs. That
our friend Noah St. John says you should seek loving mirrors.
Yeah.
People who care about you, but who know how to pull the mirror up in front of you in a way that's beneficial.
That doesn't
baby you. It doesn't tell you lies. It helps you. And I like the term loving mirror. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a wonderful phrase. The thing is, once you have their input, then there is a certain element of risk. There is a certain element
mm-hmm.
where you finally go, I have to take this leap. And
yeah.
I bet you there are some of you out there who have been thinking about something maybe months, maybe even
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to take the step because once you do, talking about happiness, that will make you feel fulfilled.
And when we come back,
sure.
I want to get Keita to develop that idea a little bit more about taking the leap with your big idea after these messages. Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.